This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer. And Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show. We talk about soccer in Atlanta. We talk about soccer in the state of Georgia. We talk about soccer in the Southeast, in the rest of the United States, in the rest of this hemisphere, the rest of the planet. It's what we do. It's AST. Got a lot of things to get into tonight. We're going to catch up on what's going on with the local colleges. Some games tonight that we will recap you on. We'll get you set up for the rest of the week. We have a nationally ranked team in the D1 side of things. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Champions League qualification. You had three teams book their spot in this year's Champions League in Europe. And maybe not teams you know much about. Maybe teams that weren't expected to be here. We'll get into that. We will get into a few other things in the 3-4-3, but we're going to start off with the U.S. men's national team. The roster was announced today for two upcoming friendlies. September 6th, the USA will host South Korea. That's going to be in Harrison, New Jersey at Sports Illustrated Stadium, the home of the New York Red Bulls. 5 p.m. kickoff on September 6th. The game will be on TNT, on Telemundo. You can watch it on Max. You can watch it on Universo. You can watch it on Peacock, everywhere. Then, a couple days later, on the 9th, it will be the USA and Japan. That's going to be in Columbus, Ohio at Lower.com Field. Same thing. You can watch that on TNT, on Max, Universo, and Peacock. So, the roster itself. Let's get into the roster. There's a lot of takes. There's a lot of things flying around right now. But let's actually talk about what was announced today. Let's start there. We'll get into opinions in a bit. Goalkeepers. Three of them were called up for this. Matt Freese, he keeps his spot from the Gold Cup. 7 caps for Matt Freese. And your two other goalkeepers called up have not been capped for the U.S. men's national team yet. Roman Celentano of FC Cincinnati and Jonathan Klinsmann of now Cesena in Italy in the second division. Let's go to the defenders. So fullbacks and center backs, 8 called up. Max Arsten of the Columbus Crew, Noah Kai Banks of FC Augsburg in Germany, Tristan Blackman of the Vancouver Whitecaps, Serginho Dest of PSV Eindhoven, Alex Freeman of Orlando City, Nathan Harriel of the Philadelphia Union, Tim Ream of Charlotte FC, and Chris Richards of Crystal Palace. So out of that group, Banks has no caps. Blackman has no caps. Tim Ream has 74 caps. Chris Richards, 31. Nathan Harriel, only one cap. Alex Freeman became a regular at the Gold Cup. He has 7 caps, all from the summer. Midfielders, 6 of them. Tyler Adams from Bournemouth. Sebastian Berhalter from the Vancouver Whitecaps. Luca De La Torre from San Diego FC. Diego Luna of Real Salt Lake. Jack McGlynn of the Houston Dynamo. And Sean Zawadzki of the Columbus Crew. Zawadzki only has 1 cap. Berhalter has 6 from the summer. McGlynn has 11 in total. Luna has 12 in total. Tyler Adams leads that group with 50 caps. Up top, your forwards slash wingers in this group, Damian Downs of Southampton, Christian Pulisic of Milan, Josh Sargent of Norwich City, Tim Weah of Marseille in France. He moved from Juventus over the summer, and Alex Zendejas of Club America. Out of that group, Zendejas has 11 caps. Downs has 5 from this past summer. Pulisic leads the way with 78 caps. So here's some information on this group in case you've been blinded by the takes so far today. 12 players come back from the Gold Cup, including 2 players, Chris Richards and Diego Luna, who were named to the tournament best 11. Richards started all 6 matches, scored 2 goals. Luna scored 3 goals, had 2 assists, man of the match honors in the semifinal win over Guatemala. Serginho Dest, he is poised to make his first appearances for the U.S. men's national team after helping the U.S. win the CONCACAF Nations League in March of 2024. So he's recovered from a ruptured ACL. He joined the camp this past summer, but he wasn't ready to actually play in matches yet. He has been great for PSV as of late. 2 goals and an assist in 4 matches, including the match-winning goal in the Dutch Super Cup. Several players are new to the group for the calendar year of 2025. Zendejas, for example, the 27-year-old, 12 goals in 48 games across all competitions for Club America in last season's Apertura and Clausura. A little bit of a slower start as the club has had this season in the current Apertura. Mentioned Celentano and Zawadzki. They were both part of the 2024 January camp. Zawadzki got his 1 cap against Slovenia in 2024. Blackman hasn't been called in since January of 2021, and it sounded like Canada was thinking about calling him in. Mauricio Pochettino beat him to it. Jonathan Klinsmann, he gets another look with the senior men's national team for the first time since 2018. He's bounced around a little bit since. He won the Golden Glove for the U-20s at the CONCACAF U-20 Championship in 2017, played in all 5 matches in the U-20 World Cup in 2017 as well. So 4 players have never gotten a cap for the program yet. Blackman, Celentano, and Klinsmann, they've been called up, but they haven't played yet. Noah Kai Banks, this is his first U.S. men's national team camp. He's 18 years old. He's a dual national of the United States and Germany. He has appeared at the youth national team level for the U.S. with the U-17s, the U-19s, and the U-20s. 12 players represent 10 different MLS clubs. 10 players are based outside of MLS, 4 in England, 2 in Italy, 1 in France, 1 in Germany, 1 in Mexico, and 1 in the Netherlands. Okay, let's talk a little bit about opinions with this group. I know it's dangerous. Let's get into it. I got the hazmat suit on. I'm sure the hashtag USMNT is all fired up, yelling and screaming. This is 2 friendlies, first off. Yes, you're running out of time between now and the World Cup. Yes, you would like to, like some teams, know exactly what your best starting 11 is right now and know exactly what your best 22 is right now. I do have a question, though. If you know what your best starting 11 is right now, does that get you a cookie? I'm just asking, does it get you a gold star? Do you ace the test? I don't know. Do you get extra sprinkles on your ice cream? Like, what does it actually mean to know what your best 11 is today? Because I can guarantee you this. Your best 11 today shouldn't be your best 11 for the opening match of the 2026 World Cup in June, 10 months from now. I hope it's not. I hope players have played their way into a different spot in the depth chart from now until then. And that's probably going to happen at the club level. Unfortunately, I would also wager that somebody who would be in your best 11 right now, or your best 22 for sure, is going to get injured. Somebody's going to lose form and not play well and not be in a good spot going into the World Cup. Knowing your best 11 today means absolutely, positively zero. It means nothing. Do you want to get closer to knowing what your best pool is? Yes. And I think Mauricio Pochettino was pretty clear in what he wanted out of this camp. He wants to get down to, okay, I've seen everybody I need to see. Can they cut it? Are they going to stay in consideration? I mean, even just short term in October and in November. Are they going to stay in consideration in March? He's talked about they're looking at 60, 65 players, as they should. This idea that because he doesn't know what the best 11 is today, that that's a horrible thing. Again, you get nothing for beating South Korea and Japan in games coming up in a couple weeks. They are friendlies. Not every team is locked down as to 11 and as to 22. They're just not. There are plenty of world teams around the world, plenty of national teams, who don't know what their best 11 is right now. There are plenty of them that will be at the World Cup next year. There are plenty of them who will be contending for the World Cup trophy next summer. I don't know what Brazil's best 11 is right now. I don't think Carlo Ancelotti knows that. He called up a lot of different players in this window. Does he know what he's doing? I think Carlo does. I think he's got a clue. Just like I think Mauricio Pochettino's got a clue. I really am begging some of the folks who talk soccer in this country to stop reacting in such a way to chase clicks. I know it's a dangerous thing to say. Christian Pulisic and Tim Weah talked about it. Everybody yelled at them for it. There's a bad habit in this country of performative discourse. We could talk about this in other things, but I'm talking about it in soccer. Just because you yell or scream or say things with an angry tone, or just decide I'm going to be negative about everything, it doesn't make your takes intelligent. And it's very frustrating because this roster was announced and there's not really any talk about things like, okay, has Matt Fries really cemented himself as a contender to be the goalkeeper at the World Cup next year? Because I think he has. Matt Turner's going to get back into playing time consistently with the New England Revolution, but I think Matt Fries has shown that maybe he's the guy. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about Chris Richards and Tyler Adams and Christian Pulisic as three key players for the team next year in the spine. Now, you can play Pulisic off to the wing, and you probably will, but he cuts inside. You think of him in the spine. Nobody talks about that. Nobody's talking about Josh Sargent earning a call-up after a great start with Norwich. Remember, Josh Sargent was going to move back to Germany, didn't, has stayed at Norwich, and has started off really well. Now, I've been critical of Josh Sargent because he has not produced for the U.S. men's national team. But he deserves another call-up because that is an open spot right now. That is 100% an open spot. I've been campaigning for Zendejas to get another look. I'm glad he's getting in here. Damian Downs, glad to see more from him. Sean Zawadzki, another player that I have really liked and a very versatile player. And remember, at the World Cup, you're going to need versatility. Zawadzki can play in the midfield. He can play as a center back, depending on your shape and depending on what you're going to do here. Nathan Harriel has shown that he can play some center back in a three. Tristan Blackman has shown that he can be center back, fullback. There's a lot of things to talk about. But what is the discourse right now? It is people saying that Mauricio Pochettino doesn't know what he's doing, which is foolish talk. You can disagree with what he's doing, but to say that he doesn't know what he's doing is just beyond disrespectful. We've got to stop doing this, people. We really do. We've got to stop with this. And I don't know why it's more prevalent in the soccer world versus other sports, but it is extremely frustrating how the way to get attention and the way to get clicks and the way to try to come off as intelligent is just to yell and call people dumb and to be extremely negative and toxic. I don't like talking about the U.S. men's national team because of the reactions it gets from people. I haven't even gotten into the MLS portion of this, with a lot of people probably angrier than anything that there were more players from Major League Soccer called up than players from Europe. Not even getting into that one because it's a lightning rod. There's too many lightning rods about this team, and for not really good reasons at this point. It's very frustrating. We're going to talk about who's not here. We're going to talk about what this looks like. We're going to go back to the conversation that I had last week, really the conversation that I had back during the Gold Cup about where this roster is, what the pool looks like, and where are the question marks in it. Every national team's got them right now. There's some who have bigger ones, and there's some who might not make it here because of those question marks. The U.S. will be in the World Cup, but there are a lot of teams right now with question marks. What are those question marks for the U.S. men's national team? We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We're talking U.S. men's national team. Get your hazmat suits on. Be ready to deal with the trolls and be ready to deal with the people yelling and screaming loudly, because everybody's fired up about this roster that was announced for two friendlies in September. And yes, people have lost their minds. So, talked about the roster in the last segment, talked about kind of position groupings and who's experienced and who's not and kind of what things look like. Let's talk about who's not in this roster right now, and then we'll get into where the depth chart sits and if we've learned anything at this stage. We will learn, hopefully, something by the end of these two games. Hopefully, people have not yelled themselves into a fit by the end of these two games. We'll find out. So, who's missing? Anthony Robinson just saw his first minutes for Fulham last weekend after missing the whole preseason, recovered from knee surgery. That's why he missed the summer. Don't call him in. All good. Ricardo Pepi, similar situation. Don't call him in. All good. Stay at the club. Valerian Balogun, he shook off a calf injury, made a season debut over the weekend. Don't call him in. All good. Those guys need to stay at the club. Those guys need to build their fitness back up. You can see him in October if you need to see him then. Done. Gio Reyna, why would you call him in anyway? I don't know. I don't even know why we're talking about Gio Reyna in this sense, because he's barely played forever, it seems like. He has just made a move to Borussia Mönchengladbach. So maybe he will play more and we'll have a different conversation. But I don't even know why that's considered an issue right now, because he hasn't played. Matt Turner recently switched clubs. He gets to stay in New England and be settled. Everybody knows who Matt Turner is. He's just got to play consistently. Yunus Musah, he might be leaving Milan. He wants to stay and fight for his spot. So, okay, get it. And Yunus Musah, he did an interview with ESPN. There was really no talk about Yunus Musah missing out on the Gold Cup this summer. He did not play in that tournament, and it wasn't because he just wasn't picked. He gave the interview. He said he was gutted that he couldn't go to the Gold Cup. He said, the coaches were all disappointed that I didn't go, but ultimately I needed to make that decision for myself because I needed to switch off after a tough season. I needed that time off. Ultimately, it was to take that period off then so that I could be in good shape to be able to carry on now the whole season and to be able to give my best for club and for the national team. Okay. So he did what he needed to do for his career and where things stand, and everybody yelled at Christian Pulisic for it, but didn't yell at Yunus Musah for it, which is absurd, and nobody should have yelled at either one of them for it, because the team wasn't going to be near full strength anyway because of the injuries that we just talked about. Weston McKennie wasn't called in for this summer, for this window in September. He didn't play much in preseason. He hasn't played much in Serie A so far. He didn't get on the field to the 89th minute when Juve beat Parma 2-0. A lot of people are talking about Maurizio Pochettino's explanation on it. He said, you know, they know Weston. He said he wants him to be more settled in the club. He wants him to get into the starting lineup. He talked about how McKennie was at the Club World Cup and Pulisic had the summer off. McKennie's situation, by the way, is nothing like Christian Pulisic's. I don't know why that question would be asked, because Christian Pulisic is the guy at Milan. We know that. He's not fighting for minutes. He's the guy. Weston McKennie is fighting for minutes at Juventus. And yeah, he needs to be there or he needs to move. And you got a week to do it. So not sure. Tim Weah, people are talking about, well, why was he called in and McKennie not called in? Again, Weah did make a move to Marseille. That has happened. It's been it didn't happen early in the summer. It happened a little bit later than everybody would have liked, but he's been there for a little while. He's settled. So he comes into this. So I don't know why we're trying to make a big deal about this. Could you have called up Tanner Tessman at Lyon? Could you have called up Aiden Morris at Middlesbrough? Sure, you could have. He called up Sean Zawadzki instead. People are upset about that. MLS, not MLS. I get it. Yell because it's an MLS guy being called up. I've said it many times. I think Sean Zawadzki is one of the best players in Major League Soccer in terms of what he gives you in that position. So I would like to see him here. And maybe this is his last opportunity to put himself into that mix for going forward into 2026. If it is, okay, give him the opportunity. You need to see it. You can call up Tanner Tessman. You can call up Aiden Morris in October. You know they're part of your overall 60 or 70 or whatever the number is. Those two guys are on there. Zawadzki hasn't been part of the group in a while. He was going to be this summer and he got injured. So you need to see him. You see him here. I think Pochettino's been extremely clear in that. He's been very, very clear. So why are we arguing? I don't know. That's just what we do. Mark McKenzie not called up. He is at Toulouse in Liga. Tristan Blackman and Noah Kai Banks were called up instead. Again, Blackman has no caps. Banks has no caps. You brought up two other guys to see them. You know who Mark McKenzie is. He's in your overall 60-man roster right now. Max Arston, Nathan Harriel, Alex Freeman, they stay with the group. Joe Scally was not called up. I think Joe Scally's been disappointing for the U.S. men's national team. That's another one to me where I'm not too worried about it. John Tolkien wasn't called up. He scored twice in his past two games. That doesn't mean he's a good defender. John Tolkien is somebody you know. He's part of the 60. I would say Joe Scally is, even though he's been disappointing. Again, I want to underline this part. Maurizio Pochettino made it clear in his media availability today, which I wish had been a little more widely shared ahead of time, because I think there needs to be some different people asking some of these questions, and there needs to be some different discourses that are happening here. But Pochettino made it clear, this camp, this one, September 2025, this is the last opportunity for players who have been outside of the setup. So Zawadzki, Banks, Blackman, Klinsmann, guys who've been on the outside of this. This is their last chance to make an impression. He's got a 65 player deep group. Okay. Are these guys going to be part of that going forward? This is their last chance. So can you live without Weston McKennie getting called up instead of Sean Zawadzki? You should be able to, yes, because he very clearly explained his rationale. And no, I'm going to push back on people who say, well, you need to build chemistry. Again, your starting 11 right now is not going to be what it is in June of 2026. So the chemistry you build right now will not carry over. It won't. I'm sorry. It won't. How many times have we had these conversations? Enzo Fernandez was not part of Argentina's World Cup thoughts. Definitely not as a starter in the 10 months before the tournament in 2022. I had to think that tournament was later in the year, so it's kind of a different scale. But anyway, you get me. He wasn't part of that conversation. He became really important and became the best young player in the tournament. So let's get off of the notion that you have to have your starting 11 locked in for World Cup opener today. Because that World Cup opener is not today. Let's get that one locked in. Let's listen to Maurizio Pochettino where he says, this is the last opportunity for players who have been on the outside looking in. And you called up some of them for this camp. Okay. Very clear. Yes. You play again in October. You play again in November. You can have a January camp for some players. Maybe that becomes a last chance saloon if you have injuries, if you have an issue, what have you. And then you have a March camp. And then you get ready ahead of the World Cup to play, and you'll have your roster by that point. Oh, it's just a lot of yelling and performative nonsense. And that's what too much of the conversation around the U.S. men's national team is in this country right now. So very quickly, I'm going to run through a little bit of what I think your depth chart is in terms of top guys. And we'll talk about who's coming in September and who's not. Number one goalkeeper, I think it's wide open. Matt Freese could be your number one. Matt Turner is going to get a shot to get it back. Zach Steffen's going to get a shot. Patrick Schulte's going to get a shot. I think those are four guys who are all going to have an opportunity here. Will we see Celentano or Klinsmann again? I don't know. They're going to have to really impress here. And they probably need to play instead of Matt Freese, to be honest. You're going to have to show something. Center back. Chris Richards, he's your guy. Cameron Carter-Vickers, maybe. He's going to be part of the group. He's part of your 65. Tim Ream. Total veteran, you can count on him. Mark McKenzie, he's going to be an opportunity here. He's going to have an opportunity here to start. You've got options, but you don't maybe have it completely locked down next to Chris Richards yet. Maybe it's Richards and Ream. Maybe that's your starting center back group. Your starting fullbacks, it's Sergiño Dest and Anthony Robinson. You know that. You know that. You know that Joe Scally can play on either side. You need to see other people. And that's your opportunity to look at some different people here, like Freeman, who I think can make the group. Max Arfston, maybe. I think Freeman's going to be in your World Cup roster. You get into the midfield. Tyler Adams, you know, is your dude. Johnny Cardoso, he made the move to Atleti. Maybe he's another one. I don't know why people weren't talking about him. He's another one that maybe is part of your 65, but you know who he is, and he made a move, so you want to let him get settled. McKinney will be in your World Cup roster, I believe. Musa probably will be in your World Cup roster. So that's four central midfielders right there. Luca De La Torre, I think he gives you something different. I think he could push his way into that conversation. Aiden Morris can push his way into that conversation. Tanner Tessman can push his way into that conversation. We'll see if Sean Sawatzky can push his way into that conversation. I don't know. Odds stacked against him? Yes, because there's a lot of players ahead of you. Attacking side of things, Christian Pulisic, Tim Weah, they're going to be part of the roster. Malik Tillman is somebody that I want to see going forward with the group, and we'll find out if he can be the guy. Diego Luna is somebody that I think is on your roster and I think is a contributor in the World Cup, maybe not always as a starter. I'd love to see if Jack McGlynn can become that. I really would. I don't know if he will get there yet, but I'd really like to see it. Matt Komiljevic is another one that I've talked about who's in Argentina. We have seen him. Is he going to get back into the group? I don't know. He's probably towards the back end of that 65. Striker and goalkeeper are the two positions where you have a lot of options, but you don't have it sealed. Josh Sargent doesn't have the starting spot sealed. Matt Freese doesn't have the starting spots sealed. I think those are your guys right now who are penciled in as number one. Number two. Striker? Is it Pepe? Is it Balogun? Is it Adjiman? Is it Brian White, who was going to be called up to this roster but has suffered an injury? I don't know. I don't know who the starting striker is going to be in the World Cup. I don't know who the starting goalkeeper is going to be in the World Cup. I feel like I have a pretty good guess at who's going to be your fullbacks, who's going to be one of your two center backs, who's going to be in your midfield in most games, and maybe you mix and match a little bit depending on opponent. Striker and goalkeeper are what I come back to. Sargent and Freese are your two headlines out of this roster. It's not yelling about Pochettino. It's not yelling about a missed opportunity. It's not yelling about, well, we need to build chemistry. It's not yelling about any of that nonsense. Your headline for this roster as we go to break here on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, your headline is, will Josh Sargent step up and claim the starting striker spot for the U.S. men's national team in these two friendlies in September? And will Matt Freese lock down, for now, your number one goalkeeper spot in these two friendlies? Those are the two positions that are the most unsettled, and you have very clear people that are going to have an opportunity to stake a claim for those starting spots in this camp. That's your story, not a bunch of nonsense. Coming up next, not a bunch of nonsense. It's the 3-4-3. It's three local stories. It's four headlines. It's three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much that do not include hashtags. All that's coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, and now it's time for the 3-4-3, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. We start with three local stories. Number one, we haven't talked about Atlanta United and the match with Toronto over the weekend. It wasn't a great one. It was a scoreless draw. Atlanta was outshot. They didn't create any big chances. They started well, and for about 30 minutes, it was pretty good with Miguel Almiron up top as the nine. Once Toronto took control of the game, they had control for a while, and then it just kind of fizzled out both ways. Jaden Hibbert got a clean sheet in his second start, his first clean sheet with the first team. Jaden Hibbert was called up to the Canadian national team today. He can represent Jamaica, Canada, or the U.S. Maybe he needs to get called up to the U.S. men's national team. I don't know. Maybe that would make people yell and cry and scream. I'm really happy for Jaden, and that's really about the only story out of the match on Sunday. Sadly, it wasn't an inspiring performance. Atlanta United 2 on Saturday night, that's this local story. It wasn't an inspiring finish. it was a pretty good performance. They were the better team in Orlando against an Orlando City team that was playing some of the most bizarre soccer I've ever seen in terms of time wasting as a home team with a draw. Just very cynical, very strange, more interested in creating drama than winning the game. But they won the game after a horrible mistake, miscommunication on basically the final play of the match. Orlando scored. They won. It's a devastating loss. Good performances from Santiago Pita and Patrick Wea were kind of wasted in this. They combined for Atlanta's goal. The Twos play tomorrow night in Kennesaw, hosting Inter Miami 2. 7 points out of the last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, 2 games in hand, 7 games to play in total. They are also home on Saturday night, 7:30 kickoff against Huntsville City, the number 2 team in the East. So 2 chances to visit the Proving Ground this week. We'll have both games on the SDH network on Wednesday and on Saturday with pregame coverage starting at 7 p.m. for both of those. You can listen by going to soccerdownhere.net and clicking listen. Number 2 on the local side, let's get caught up on the women's college scene. Georgia Gwinnett tonight, they hosted Truett McConnell, an in-state battle. The visitors took advantage of a second half controversial penalty. They won on the road 1-0. Let's go over to Athens. After UGA's big win last week over North Carolina, they followed that up with a win over Michigan on Sunday. They rocket into the national poll for the first time this season, number 13. They will host North Florida on Thursday night before a very long trip to Pullman, Washington to face Washington State on Sunday afternoon. Mercer, they will head to Alabama for 2 games this weekend. They'll take on Alabama on Friday night in Tuscaloosa and then head to Montgomery to play Alabama State on Sunday. But the big game in state is Thursday night downtown at the GSU Soccer Complex. The Kennesaw State Owls will travel down I-75 to face the Georgia State Panthers. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. Number 3 on the local side, let's move over to the men's section in the state. Georgia State, tonight they were on the road at UNC Asheville and they fell 3-1. They will be at Winthrop in Rock Hill, South Carolina on Saturday night. Life University defeated Reinhardt tonight in Marietta. The Running Eagles of Life won 5-2 in that one. And the Mercer Bears on the men's side, they will travel to Tennessee for 2 matches this week. Thursday, they'll face Memphis, and on Sunday, they will head to Nashville to play Lipscomb. 4 headlines from around the world, part of the 3-4-3 here on AST. Number 1, Champions League qualifying. The final spots are getting locked down in Europe this week. The Champions League is coming to Kazakhstan for just the second time ever. You also have newcomers in the tournament from Norway and Cyprus that advanced to the league phase of the competition. Khairat Almaty, goalkeeper, Temirlan Anarbekov, he saved 3 penalties in the shootout to lift the Kazakhstan champions, Khairat Almaty, over Celtic of Scotland in the qualifying playoffs. They had a scoreless draw in Scotland. They had a scoreless draw here, and Khairat Almaty wins the shootout 3-2. 3 saves in the shootout for Anarbekov. Bodo Glimt of Norway, they had it easy today. They eased past Sturm Graz. They won 6-2 on aggregate. They lost 2-1 on Tuesday in Austria. They dominated in the first leg in Norway. They are bringing Champions League games to their stadium inside the Arctic Circle this season. That's going to be a fun trip. And another one, the champions of Cyprus, Paphos, they stunned Red Star Belgrade, who won the Champions Cup, the precursor to the Champions League, in 1991. It was an 89th minute goal by Brazilian forward Zaza. 1-1 draw at home. They advanced 3-2 on aggregate. They went on the road to Belgrade and won the first leg. They had the lead here. They conceded. They had the lead coming into it. They conceded in the second half, and it looked like it was going to go to extra time, but they got that 89th minute goal from Zaza. So, Paphos, Bodo Glimt, and Khairat Almaty are going into the league phase of the Champions League. They could be drawn with the champions, PSG, with Real Madrid, with Barcelona, with Liverpool, with Manchester City. They could be drawn with all these. Liverpool could have to go to the Arctic Circle. Four more Champions League qualifying playoff spots will be decided tomorrow to complete the 36 teams in the league phase. Jose Mourinho, he takes Fenerbahce to face his former club, Benfica, scoreless in the first leg of that one. Club Bruges, they start 3-1 up at home playing Rangers. Karabag, they start 3-1 up at home against Ferencváros of Hungary. Copenhagen, they host Basel. That one is 1-1. Going to be fun tomorrow. You can watch all of those on Paramount Plus. Number two, the Carabao Cup, the EFL, the League Cup in England. Kiefer Moore, he came off the bench to kind of luck into a dramatic late win for Wrexham to beat Preston North End 3-2. The Preston goalkeeper dropped the ball pretty much right to Moore, and he scored. Jack Walton mistake in stoppage time. That sends Wrexham into the third round for the first time since 1981. Other second round matches with the Premier League clubs involved. A late brace from Jorgen Strand Larsen that helped Wolves edge a five-goal thriller 3-2 against West Ham. That was an all-Premier League matchup. Brentford, they earned their second successive win of the season. Goals in either half from Fabio Carvalho and Igor Thiago. 2-0 win at Bournemouth. Burnley, they progressed after a 2-1 win over Derby County, but Leeds United and Sunderland were knocked out on penalties. Leeds to Sheffield Wednesday, who is broke. We talked about it here on AST. Sheffield Wednesday, the players have to pay for their own hotel rooms on the road. They beat Leeds, a Premier League team. Huddersfield Town, they beat Sunderland in a penalty shootout as well. Number three on the 3-4-3 headlines. Leagues Cup semifinals tomorrow night. Miami, they will host Orlando tomorrow night in Fort Lauderdale. Javier Mascherano, he will not be on the touchline. He was red carded the last match. It was very, very funny. He was up in the stands. He was on his phone. He says he wasn't talking to the assistant coach, although the assistant coach was talking on his phone at the same time, so I don't know. Mascherano, will he be in the same seat? I don't know. We'll find out. Will his cell phone be held by the referee? Is it going to be like when you go into one of those meetings and they put your phone in a bag? Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. Mascherano, that's going to be interesting. Lionel Messi and Jordi Alba did return to training today. Will they be good to start? We'll find out tomorrow. In the nightcap tomorrow, the LA Galaxy will host Seattle. This is really all the Galaxy have to look forward to here. Two games left. If they win this one, they go to the final. If they lose this one and go to the third place game, they have an opportunity to be in the Champions Cup in CONCACAF next season if they at least win third place in this tournament. Number four on the headlines, Newcastle United. There, it's been a week for the ages for them, and there's another week to come that's going to be even more chaotic. You still don't have a resolution on Alexander Isak, and it's not looking likely that's happening anytime soon. Yesterday against the defending champions Liverpool, you fell behind 1-0. You had a very dumb red card happen. You conceded again right after halftime. It's 2-0. It looks like it's all going to go pear-shaped. But you score twice to come back into this. You outplay Liverpool in the second half completely. You look more likely to win than the defending champions who have a man advantage, but then you concede in the 100th minute and you lose. You've also had multiple bids for strikers declined. Craig Hope of the Newcastle beat reports that it looks like Newcastle are going to return with a third offer for Jorgen Strand Larsen, whose price probably went up after his brace in the Carabao Cup today. I'm trying to get him from Wolves. Going to go back with a third bid. The player wants to move. The club doesn't want to sell him. Johan Wiese of Brentford, the deal there remains alive. The player wants to move. The club doesn't want to sell him. Sources think the progress is possible. The transfer window closes on Monday. You got your star striker who doesn't want to be there. You got two strikers who want to be there, but their clubs don't want to sell them. Yeah. Good times. We'll see what Newcastle can do between now and Monday when the window closes. Okay, three things that make me smile as we wrap up this edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. And they have nothing to do with hashtags. Number one, was at Atlanta United training today and watching Bartosz Szlich in training today. This was a recovery day, essentially. So a lot of the starters who played heavy minutes, a lot of the players off the bench who played heavy minutes, weren't full participants in training today. Bartosz Szlich was. He was playing very hard in every activity that I had the chance to see. And it just says so much about him and what he is. And I've said before that I think if he's here for a long period of time, he's a future captain of Atlanta United. I think he's worn the armband before. I think he plays like a captain. I think he's been Atlanta United's best player in 2025. And I'm really happy to see the work that he's putting in for the club, regardless of the results, regardless of what the table says. Really impressed with Bartosz Leish. Number two, things that make me smile. The Scott McTominay glow up in Napoli. This is a player who was fighting for time, was kind of nondescript at Manchester United, wasn't really seen as a big deal. He goes to Naples in Italy, and all of a sudden now he's styling and profiling. I mean, he's, you know, he's got like crazy nicknames in the Neapolitan language. I mean, he's scoring goals on a regular basis. He's up for a Ballon d'Or. What is in the water in Naples? It's amazing what has happened with Scott McTominay. I love to see that, because sometimes you get an impression of a player and you don't know really who they are until they go somewhere else and they show you something different. McTominay has done that. He's been one of the best players in the world over the last year. And he scored in their opener as Napoli won 2-0, trying to defend their Serie A title. Doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime soon. Napoli TikTok loves Scott McTominay as well. I've learned that over the past week. And number three, I mentioned it earlier, Jaden Hibbert getting the call up to Canada. He told us on the SDH Network in preseason back in February that we didn't know he could represent Canada. But he's eligible to represent Canada, Jamaica, and the U.S. And Canada had reached out. He had reached out. They'd been talking. And now he gets the call up to Canada's senior national team for games in Europe. They're training in Europe. They're going to play Romania. They're going to play Wales. In terms of the pathway to playing and being on a World Cup roster in 2026, that's the one that's the quickest. So I hope it works out for Jaden Hibbert. It's been great to see his development this season. And like I said, it was really the only really big positive out of Sunday's match was Jaden Hibbert getting the clean sheet in the start. We'll see if he gets the start on Saturday night. We will be in Nashville for a 8:40 kickoff. Our pregame coverage on 92.9 The Game will start at 7:30. But we will be in the Music City. Nashville has been one of the best teams in the league this season. We'll see how Atlanta United fare. Still looking for their first win on the road. That'll be Saturday night. And then next Tuesday, I'll be back here on AST to talk all about it. Maybe talk about some hashtags. Maybe talk about more positives. We'll see what we have on offer next week. Thank you so much for listening. Adios, everybody.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.